Hey, Russell. Can you tell me about a time in your life when a big light bulb clicked that made you change the course of something? Something big in your life. And what were your takeaways from that time?
I could help.
I don't know that I had any. I mean, I'm sure I had some light bulb moments. I just, you know, there's sometimes people will lead you to the light bulb. Like when Patrice and Keith told me about writing differently and thinking differently, that was a light bulb moment. Mm.
Didn't you say, you said you felt like COVID, over COVID, you got smarter in that way?
Well, I didn't get smarter. I just became wiser as to where the holes were, what I was doing wrong, mm-hmm. why I was doing it wrong, how I was doing it wrong. And then you go, all right, if I get that second chance, I'm going to fix it. Mm. And, you know, I was watching like these award shows and I'm like, this is fucking horrendous. Like the things people are getting rewarded for now, you're like, just get out of here, dude. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, think about it. Think about movies. Is there any good movies out in the theater? I went and saw James Bond. It was good. But yeah, again, like Clifford's coming out. That'll be great because I'm in it. big shout to Clifford, Paramount Pictures. And but you know, there's no movies where you're like, oh my God, that looks so good. Like everything is just like, nah, nah, you want to go see this movie about a family in the late 1800s who overcome starvation? No. You know, like, hey, there's this movie about World War. I don't want to hear anything about no fucking World Wars. They're boring. Yeah. I don't need that. Oh, look at the special effects. I don't give a fuck. Give me a good story. Nobody makes, like, is there ever going to be another Superbad? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's like, I just went to see Dune. It was like the first time I've been to at least an IMAX movie in a minute. And all of the trailers were all for, I would say, Marvel or DC movies. Almost, yeah, because it was Batman, Spider-Man. There was like the new X-Men movie. And then I want to say there's another one. And then there was like some movie with Liam Neeson.
Neeson. Another one of his kids getting taken.
Yeah, it was like I
taken
was like,
42 Electric Boogaloo.
I forget what it's called. It's like the King something. It's one of those names that sound. I was like, didn't this movie already happen? Right. Do you know what
I'm saying? Yeah, every movie's already happened. Yeah. And that's the problem.
Like, yeah.
And then when people write these, when you look at the Academy Awards and the movies that win the awards, like, fuck out of here.
Right.
Who goes, oh my God, I can't, like, get the fuck out. Yeah. No good movies have ever really won an Academy Award. Like, sometimes, maybe back in the day, good movies won, mm-hmm. but as of late, it's always like these art, fuck out of here.
Right.
It's always these period pieces that annoy me.
Yeah, it's like politically motivated.
Yeah, and the period always, for some reason, non-white people didn't exist in that period. We're such a new species. No. And then you got like the movies that come out now where they have these artificial integrations of humans where it's mm-hmm. like there's a black guy, a white guy, an Asian guy, a girl, a trans person, a gay guy, yeah. You know, whatever. And like, they all exist in the world for sure, but they don't all hang out with each other. Mm-hmm. They just don't. Mm-hmm. It's just not the way it goes. Mm-hmm. It's birds of a fucking feather. You know, that's how it works. Yeah, there's plenty of birds, but you don't see hawks hanging out with sparrows. You know? Hey, there's a penguin. You're a bird, right? Yeah, that eagle wants to talk to you. Ah, fuck that eagle. You know what I mean?
That's like Halloween. Halloween's on, what, 3 decades already?
The movie or the movie. The holiday?
Yeah.
The movie.
Right.
It's like,
I mean, I've never seen any Halloween movies.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good. I can't wait.
And then were they just complaining that he killed a gay guy on there?
And they said Michael Myers is homophobic.
I'm like, he kills everybody.
Oh, like, wait, who said that?
It was on
the news.
It was on something saying that he's homophobic. And
I'm like, he's not even real.
I'm like, they're reaching now.
Okay.
So everything's reaching. Superman has a bisexual son.
Oh, I thought they were making him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. That's what it was? Superman?
I thought
it was.
Yeah. I think Superman has a bisexual son. Is
bi or something now?
No, Superman was bisexual.
Okay, but no, Superman's son is bisexual.
Oh.
Okay.
But I'm like, wait. My brother. It's not real. Why do they even need to? Never mind if they're bisexual, homosexual, or heterosexual. It's irrelevant.
It's a character.
They're not going to be fucking. You're not going to see that. It's about the stories of them doing superhuman shit.
Right.
Nobody cares. I'm not reading a comic book going, where's the part that, no, I can't read this. There's no, I don't know his preference.
He's an ex.
Yeah. Do you like comic books a lot? Are you big?
No, I was never. My brother loved comic books. That's why I always find people that were into comic books are always a little smarter.
Yeah.
A little smarter, a little bit more creative.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like I'm just not. I'm neither of those.
I like Archie and Betty and Veronica.
I did like. Yeah. I did like that.
Archie, Betty, and Veronica. Those are my favorite. Yes.
Yeah. Jughead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to read these like graphic novels. I feel like when I was a teenager, it's like it's a comic book, but it's longer.
And oh yeah, and they would be like on the glossy paper, right?
Yeah. It was like I'm better.
Miller, Frank Miller would make. Is that his name?
Yes, Frank Miller. And then there's just like a lot of artists. I think that's also like Alison Bechdel, like from the Bechdel test and everything. She also is like
and Akira novelist. And all that stuff is on there. Mm-hmm. My daughter's into anime now, which is very interesting.
Cool. All right. I think this is the last one because I repeated one. Last question.
Hey, Russell, it's your girl again.
Who?
So I called and just asked you a really serious question about life choices, but the fact of the matter is, I just want to know if you're a boxers, brief, or free balling type guy.
Wow.
Okay, thanks. Oh. Bye.
Look at Allie took offense to that one, huh?
No, I did. I was like, wow.
Depends. I free ball quite a bit. Because I'm free. Free ball.
It's a wrecking ball.
No, but when I free ball, she yells at me. She's like, babe, your dick, you could see your dick. And I'm like, I know.
The real question is, what's his name? King Louis?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where does he live? Where does
right
he live?
Here.
But no, I know, but what's his house look like?
He lives in a cage. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes, yes.
What are my, are they, they're like briefs, but they're not boxer briefs.
They're boxer briefs.
But are they boxer briefs? No, because they're too short. Aren't they like swim briefs. Trunk boxer briefs or something?
They are boxer briefs.
They're boxer briefs.
They're low rise.
I don't like the low rise part.
But those ones are the ones I feel.
Are
you.
They? Yeah. It's weird because I pull them really high.
But you're also losing.
Yeah, I tuck it above my nipples. I like to, if my underwear is falling, I can just do this so that they don't fall down.
Yeah, he has to hold those things in.
And you know what? You know what's funny is because I'm a
very
boy.
Taut.
Yeah, they are very taut. Because I'm a boy, I don't like throwing out underwear. And I guess the other day I came home, my underwear had a big hole in it.
Big hole.
And I bent over and she goes, the fuck? I go, I got to throw these out, huh?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
No, that's not. Yeah,
the whole left one was hanging out.
I
was
like, I got a whole nut hanging out.
How about those boxers that from Malibu?
Oh, yeah.
Trash bag full.
Wow.
Because I switched from those kind of boxers, the loose boxers, because they just didn't fit the pants properly anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, as the style of clothing got snugger or more snug. I had to change my underwear.
That's smart.
I know. I'm such a fucking Indian. I didn't want to throw out anything.
Did we eventually
throw them out?
I think we did.
Or did we send them to like Central America?
Because you had a lot of cool collector ones.
Eddie has them all
still.
A lot of South Park ones.
He wears those on his head to keep his waves intact.
I get on him when he wears the boxers, the regular boxers. Because people will come over. I'm like, you're, hello.
It's showing.
Like, it's like, hey.
Yeah.
Hi. Hey. Hi,
guys.
Hey, buddy. What are you doing?
And then, my name is Benyos.
He's like, what? It's fine. I was like, no, it's not. It's like poking people in the eye when they're sitting at the dining table.
Flippity flappo, the flaplet flippins.
Oh, that's really funny. Yeah. I mean, my husband has done the same thing with underwear, like just keeps them. And my dad, I remember, did the same thing. It was like, especially as a single, and he was like a single guy.
Yeah.
It was just like, I would see them like in the bathroom when he left them in there. And I was like, Dad, I don't feel comfortable even saying this, but you need to throw your underwear away.
Put your underwear away.
See, now she doesn't wear underwear very often. And when she does, I'm always like, what are you doing? She's like, she doesn't have like sexy underwear either. It's just like whatever. I'm like, what is that?
No, I do, but he's always like, why are you wearing any anyway?
Yeah.
So I'm just like,
what's the point?
Well, yeah, then. So like, I stopped buying them.
Because they're expensive.
Yeah, if we're free-balling, are you loose-lipping? Is that what it's called?
Mine don't drag.
Just stand.
They're just, he sees me in the period panties, that's why.
You've seen that meme, the girl, it says, I sent him a picture of my vagina, and he replied, if you're still at Arby's, grab me a number 3.
Oh my God.
Ew. Was it pastrami or roast beef?
No, roast beef.
Roast beef. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does. you know, there's layers. There's layers.
Yes. There are.
Some meaty layers.
I got some. I'll show you some meaty layers. So let's talk about this tour real quick.
Yeah.
So the Act Your Age tour. Mm-hmm. I've posted it on my Instagram and given some dates. Yet everybody still goes, how is this a world tour when you're not going to blah, blah, blah? I'm like, we haven't announced every fucking date yet. We got to do it in sections, you know? So understand how that works.
So calm down.
Calm down. I will be coming to your country. And it's literally your country, not your city. I'll be coming to your city in your country. But I will be doing an actual world tour. And we got something big happening in December, but it's not announced yet, so I can't talk about it yet. But and if that Indiana date ever gets put back on the schedule, it's going to be your date still.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Courtney to open for me in Indiana because that's her home.
My home state. It's my home state.
What's your city?
Valparaiso.
Don't call me names. I'm just asking.
Home of the Popcorn Fest.
Is that where that Jerry? What's that popcorn company in?
Orville Redenbacher?
No, New York. In Chicago.
In Chicago.
It
starts with it's the blue tin. They come in the blue tins.
Yes. And they have the
you know, Garrett's.
Garrett's.
Yeah, I was gonna say it starts with a G, but it's in a blue.
Is it from Chicago or is it from Indiana?
I think it's from Chicago. And
it's Chicago.
I say that because it's like every time Valparaiso is not that far from Chicago. So when we would go in to see shows and stuff when I was a kid, that was always the whole ritual was like go to Garrett's and get the popcorn and go to the body shop because we were from Indiana and that was really exciting to us for some reason. Like things that smell nice.
The body shop, the lotion store. I was like, that was a strip club out here. I was like, wasn't that a strip club out here?
So you see where my woman's at with this. She's thinking strip club.
Well,
I wasn't even thinking strip club.
I feel like there's plenty of people from Indiana. That's probably why they walk in the store in the first place. But
I did like the body shop. Okay. Now the little jars.
Yeah. But I was like, no, this, because to me, I don't know. I was just like, this is where you go. Like
that
nice
store
things.
Lush burns my nose when I walk in.
Oh,
Lush.
Yeah. It's because there's a lot of baking soda, I feel
the,
like, in all
the
their
soap
stuff.
Store?
It's
itchy. Like, but I have a big nose.
I just got a rash from it.
Mm-hmm.
The Lush stuff?
It smells good, but I got a rash from it.
I think it's because they put so much baking soda and all their stuff.
Is that what's in it?
I think in all the bath bombs.
I know the bath bombs they do, right?
Yeah. And then I think in some of the soaps too. Anything that's like exfoliating, I kind of feel like they're being
so. My daughter used to, I used to buy my daughter bath bombs all the time. Mm-hmm. And I can't get my daughter's too old. I can buy, if you want a bath bomb, you're going to have to get in there yourself because I can't set you up anymore like I used to. She's a little woman now. And I'm like, I can't, nope. And she doesn't get it. I'm like, no, baby, just. I'm going to walk out. You're going to get dressed, okay? Wait, just wait. I'm going to stand outside. You call me when you're ready. I can't stand there anymore.
No.
It's creepy. It's weird.
But she's like, I'm not ashamed.
Yeah, right. She's like, no, you're my daddy. I go, I know who I am, but let me stand outside because I don't need to be here. But again, being a father of a son is very different too because the boys are so crazy. Like girls are so chill and boys are insane.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized I must have been just a whack job when I know I was a wackadoodle, but I realized by looking at my son, he's a nut job too, like me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the girl. I feel like I was once a camp counselor and I was like shocked by how, and I mean it when I use this word, how evil the 10-year-olds were. Like I felt like they were like plotting. They would plot things.
The mean girls.
Yeah. Like, I mean, but in, on a level where I was like, there's so much premeditation, it's creeping me out.
Yeah, we heard my daughter say something premeditated the other day. We won't say what it is, but it was pretty funny.
It was really
She's
funny.
She's like holding it back for a while.
She was like, and then I'm going to do this because this makes that person sick and I'm going to do it extra hard.
Yeah.
My baby.
It's like... High five.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah. No, I remember them just like pretending that they lost a necklace that was like an expensive necklace or something because they didn't like the other counselor. Of course, they liked me. But they didn't like the other counselor that was in the cabin.
Yeah.
So they like they plotted to make it seem like she stole their jewelry. And I remember I was like 21 years old and still just like getting in this little girl's face being like, you're lying. I know that you're lying because it was just like, I'm like, I can't believe it was shocking. It was shocking.
And they were committed to it, right?
Yeah. And
that's the nutty part.
And then they still, it's premeditated how they're going to fix it. So then later they're like, oh, I found it. It was just, it must have fallen under the bed. Okay.
Wow.
So they just want to give you grief.
Yeah. And then, but then it's like my little sister is awesome. And I mean, she's older now, but when she was a kid, I was like always looking for the angle. Like, well, you can't be this sweet, but she really is.
Right. Right.
Some of them are really good.
Some of the kids.
Yeah. Some of those kids.
Them, really them, their damn kids.
Damn kids. Them children.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
there were mean girls when I was in junior high,
mm-hmm.
elementary.
Mm-hmm. I was a mean there. Girl.
No, no you weren't.
I was the bullied boy. I was not the mean girl.
Yeah. I feel like there's less mean girls maybe right now. Like it doesn't seem as intense.
No, what it is now? Now it's done more slyly.
Mm. Yeah.
It could be done online. It could be done more anonymously.
Mm.
So yeah, you could bully somebody and hang out with them at the same time.
It seems there are a lot like passive aggressive little kids.
Oh, passive aggressive. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, girls. Wow.
Yeah. Girls are mean.
They are mean.
Girls are mean.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right.
It was the girls throwing it.
Oh, yeah. They do that.
Yeah.
Just to create chaos in the school.
I mean, let's call it what it is, though, ladies. You are a little crazy. Like, the way women react to other women is very different than the way men react to other men.
Yeah, but I feel like that's because
they don't see.
They don't see.
They don't see what we see.
Right. Well, they don't see what we see. And I also feel like, yeah, there's instincts there.
Yes.
And you can tell when somebody's genuine or not. But I mean, I always had really close girlfriends, growing up, but I feel like, so I had that trust, but I also can tell when somebody's, they're
full
not
shit.
Well, it, yeah, because they're not like I'm just like a very like open and receptive person, and I don't really try that hard to like win people over. Like if you're gonna have a bunch of walls up, I'm like, okay, well, you're not really interested in getting to know me. And I feel like women like that, you know, and guys, but like it happens more with women. I will say that like I just don't usually try to get close to them because I'm like, you don't. There's something going on here where you have some sort of issue that doesn't have anything to do with me, but you might.
But they immediately put it as your problem. Now that's their problem with you.
Right. Yeah. It's a lot of projection.
Yeah. That's a very womanly thing to do. Women are also the creatures that will get mad if a girl gets something that they have. Like, oh my God, she got the same car as me. Can you believe this bitch wants to be me? And I'm like, what?
Oh, that
they
is,
make these cars in mass.
True.
I mean,
that is very true.
Because guys will never go like, I'd be like, hey, Paulie, I like your new car. Because, oh yeah, I got it at such and such.
And then you,
oh yeah, can you get me a deal? Yeah, no problem. He's not going to walk away going, fucking guy wants to be me.
Oh no, I remember.
You know what I mean? He would just be like, hey, isn't that cool? We're going to have the same car. Boys are dumb.
I remember getting this like little pink jumper, like a little dress when I was in elementary school. And then one of my friends was like, where'd you get it? And then she came to school wearing the exact same thing. And then she would call me and ask what day I was wearing it so we could wear it together. And I did feel like she wanted to be me. I'm not going to lie. That felt.
But there are some that like it's OK with certain people like, OK, yeah, here, I got it from here. Go get it.
Yeah.
But then there's some that are like, I want that and I want to be better than her.
Yes.
That's insane to think like that.
No, but that's what they do. Like women do catty shit like that. Yeah, they're like, I'm gonna make it look better than it does on her.
Yeah.
Versus like if the person that you're asking, like if they're secure, they're like, yeah, I'm like, here, go get it over, it's over here.
Right, right.
And then, but someone, I'm like, no, this bitch over here trying to be vindictive about shit. Fuck her.
And then sometimes they'll be like, oh, I like that outfit. You're like, oh, I got it here. And they're like, all of this can't fit in that.
No, doesn't need to be covered up.
That's so funny. I mean, I have clothing swaps with my friends and we're all within like a size of each other and there'll always be, you know, it works out really well because it's like sometimes it's like those pants look better on you than they ever looked on me.
And see, guys can't do that because we're stinky. Like women can share clothes. Guys are like, hey, you want to borrow that sweatshirt? Yeah. You want it back? No. Your fucking neck is dirty and your armpits stink.
Or you're like, damn, how come that looks better on you? Keep that shit. I don't want it.
Yeah, exactly.
It don't look good on me.
Yeah, now I'm right.
Certain women you could do that with. Some you know they're like, I'm prettier than you. I'm gonna go get this.
And
yeah. Go fuck yourself, bitch. Whatever. Go ahead, knock yourself out. Go ahead, whatever.
Isn't that crazy?
Women are
like
that.
But do you have friends that are like that you keep around?
No, I got rid of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't really have any patience for that, because the thing is, like, the older you get, the less time you have for people in general. And it's like, if they are going to be that kind of person, I will be passive aggressive about it. I'm like, I'll answer calls. Oh, like, I'm busy. I can't. You know what I mean? Will do some of that. Yeah, I'm from Indy. I'm from the Midwest.
If there's something about somebody that I don't like, I'll call them out on it, or I'll check it out. Like, you know, check them on it. And then if it's consistent, then it becomes a problem. No,
because she's not good at hiding how she feels ever. One day a girl came, like my friend came over and his girlfriend was here. And this is her face the whole time. Like, you're the girl. She's like this.
Because I knew her. I know her intent. Mm-hmm. We all know she's not here for the right reason.
And I'm like, so I'm just like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Nothing. I go, why? Fix your face. She goes, what are you talking about? I go, you're looking at her like this.
I didn't have my tongue out. My nose probably was flared.
Crinkled a little bit.
Yeah. But I know her intent.
She'll be in a mood and I'm like, what's wrong? Nothing's wrong. I'm good.
Oh,
because you keep asking me what's wrong. I go, no, you're fucked up.
No, if someone keeps saying you're in a bad mood, you're in a bad mood. I'm telling you, I'm not in a bad mood, but you continue to tell me that.
That works. That's a real theory.
It works with me.
Sometimes you'll be in a fucked up mood and I'm like, what's wrong? She's like, nothing. And I'm like, by the way, you said nothing.
No, you know why? Because it's something that had already been spoken about and hasn't been fixed. So I don't want to bring it up.
Right, because you don't want
to. And it creates another problem.
And then you also have to decide in that moment to get into it or not.
Right.
I feel like that's a lot of times when I'm like, no, it's fine. Nothing. And then it's like, I know I'm not dealing with it, but it's because I don't want to deal with it yet.
Right.
You know?
Right. And it's more like, I know I don't want it to.
Is this worth this? No. This is not worth this.
But if this keeps coming into this, then this needs to be.
Again, sometimes this is only in one person's head and the other person's going, what is this you're talking about? Mm-hmm.
That's when you have to be like, your feelings are valid. And that is all I can say.
He doesn't do that all the time. He just listens to it.
I let you get it out because I'm like,
And I told I was like, that's it. We're not speaking on it anymore. I don't want it's done. Mm-hmm. Fix it, or you know, if it comes back up again, then
you'll know what I'm bad about.
Right.
Yeah.
It just has to be resolved.
Well,
it has to be resolved.
So sometimes the women are very off with some of the. Here's the thing. Here's what I find with women.
Okay.
And this is
what is it, Dr.
This relationship,
Peters?
All past relationships.
Let us know.
Well, more in past relationships, especially. Like, I'd be out there fucking around doing whatever I'm doing, right? And the woman would have no clue about that. But she will be completely off on something that I'm not doing. Like, I know you're doing. I'm like, what? Clearly, I'm not. That's not what the fuck is going on. I'm like, how is your radar this fucked up? I was like, you know, I'm out there sleeping around like a lunatic. And you're not picking up on any of that, but they're like, oh, you did. And I'm like, no, I didn't. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like laughing. I'm like, wow, she's so wrong. This is great. She's never going to find me out.
These are your past relationships.
That's what I said, past relationships. Yeah. I said when I was, because I was.
Yes. Well, you know, I feel like that's.
His light bulb went up. That's
right. You were the light bulb moment.
She's my light bulb moment. Yes. And since you're asking about my bulbs, my light bulbous moment.
Mm-hmm. No, he gets confused because I'm like, no, women see what other women are doing versus what men see what women are doing.
No, we could see it, but
guys ignore it.
We do, because we're like, what are you going to do?
That's just like with guys and guys, they see what they're doing with us. And we're like, huh? No, he was just being nice. No. That motherfucker wanted this from you. But see, and then women are the same thing. Like, we know what their intent is and we can see it. And then when we try to point out to the guy, they're like, that's not what I was even fucking thinking. No, but that's what that bitch is thinking.
Right.
And I'm like,
trying to bring your attention to it. So fix it.
If that's not ever going to happen, then you got to worry about it. You should worry about it if, like, okay, say a girl comes in shooting shit, and then I'm like, yeah, I'm receptive. Then you'd be like, that's a problem.
No. Right.
But if she's shooting shit, I'm not picking it up. You should be like, oh.
It's a respect thing.
It's oblivious.
Thank you.
It does show a lot about somebody's character because I would, you know, yeah, I would never do that to somebody else that I was like trying to make a good impression with or that I wanted to like or respect me. Like that just shows you don't give a fuck about me. Like I would know that if that woman was there, she doesn't want me there. She can't wait for me to leave. Like she's, you know, she doesn't respect me at all. And then that is gonna, you know, yeah. When somebody,
and then if like say he's there and he's not doing anything about it, knowing that I'm being disrespected by her, and he's like, oh, well, I'm not paying attention. I'm just like, fucking pay attention because I'm feeling disrespected. And if you don't fix it, I'm gonna beat the bitch's ass. So this is just how it goes.
See how a little Long Beach comes out of her, guys?
But that's why I'm like, fucking pay attention to some shit. Because it becomes a problem because I know I'm getting disrespected or whatever. If you don't fix it.
But sometimes people go, they use that disrespect thing too easily. Like, oh, I feel disrespected.
No, I'm not like that.
Do you feel it or were you?
No.
Because there's a difference between being disrespected and feeling disrespected.
No. Is there though? I feel like.
Like there is because I could sit here and say I feel disrespected by certain things. But I think I'm just feeling disrespected as opposed to actually being disrespected.
But if I was in a
I don't think sometimes things are actually actively disrespecting you. And I'm talking about in general. It has nothing to do with like other, just like in life.
Right.
Sometimes you'll feel disrespected, but that's, could it be your ego? Could it be you were feeling emo at that moment? I mean, or was it actually disrespect? Or was it in incidental disrespect? You know what I mean? There's, you got to take all these variables into place.
And you should pay attention to them all. That's well, the thing. No, like if so I felt
other,
a guy
I got
was
so much other shit to worry about, I can't worry about somebody else's.
No, if a
feelings.
Guy, no, I'm saying if there was a guy and he was just you were standing next to me and he was over here having a conversation with me and you're feeling like, okay, well, whatever, that's disrespectful to my husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm not insecure.
And I would
like
check
that
situation.
Like if he was hitting
it
on her, I'd be like,
it's
hey,
not
hey,
about
hey,
being insecure or secure. It's the fact that you're disrespecting someone's union and while this person's over here being like, a fucking, you know what I mean? It's just, no.
Yeah, but I'm good at checking that shit. It's fine.
Yeah, sometimes I can't.
I'm like, I got you, pal. Relax. Relax. You don't want to go to sleep right now.
But I get yelled at if that's what I want to do.
Yeah, but I know how to do it nice and quietly.
Well, I can too.
No, I know you. You're going to.
No, I don't do all that.
I'll be like. I'll be like.
You'll just come in.
That's it. I won't even say shit. Just
do you feel like it needs to be a scene or
no?
Quiet?
For me,
I don't do all
scene.
That.
Okay.
I don't want the talk back this and that shit. I just want
we're not
going to
talk it out.
No, we don't need to do any of that shit.
Yeah.
Long Beach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's my East Side partner, Big Snoopy Dio. Or let's end this. It's getting weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's getting weird.
It's fucking weird.
Tell us how the dates that have been announced.
All right, January 14th is Chicago, Illinois at the Chicago Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next night on the 15th, I will be in Atlanta, Georgia at the
Fox Theater.
At the Fox Theater in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Then a week later, I will be in New York City at
Beacon Theater.
The Beacon Theater.
Mm-hmm.
A week later, I will be in Washington, D.C. at the Capital One Theater. So that'll be the DMV area, the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. February 4th, I'll be at the Microsoft Theater in downtown L.A. February 9th, I'll be in Sugarland, Texas.
At Smart Financial Center.
At the Smart Financial Center. February 10th, the next one, I'll be in Grand Prairie, Texas at
Texas Trust CU Theater.
At the Texas Trust CU Theater. Mm-hmm. CU in that theater.
Mm-hmm.
Then the night after that, on February 11th, I'll be in San Antonio, Texas.
At the Majestic Theater.
At the Majestic. It's a very majestic theater.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the 12th, I will be in Austin, Texas at the Bass Concert Hall. It's either Bass or Bass. We don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah. A little two-week break there. And I'm in Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston area Chevalier Theater.
Oh, the Chevalier. Chevalier. Oh, I think I've done that one. That's a good venue. Good gig. I remember that one, yeah. That's February 25th, and then February 26th, the next night. I'm in Ledyard, Connecticut at
Grand Theater at Foxwoods Resort Casino.
Grand Theater at Foxwoods Resort. More dates to be announced, because obviously if you see holes in the schedule, that means we're just ironing out the details. So
yeah, keep
March
checking.
And April of 2022, plenty of dates to be announced. And also coming up, I have the Owen Hart Foundation show in Calgary, Alberta on November 27th. At the Southern Jubilee Theater in Calgary.
Alberta.
I played that many, many years ago. So I'm looking forward to going back out there, and I'm actually bringing Allie with me.
Yay.
It's her first time in Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
And I'm taking her to real Canada first, like Calgary.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go to Toronto.
Nice.
Toronto, New York. Mama's birthday's around that time.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So we're going to go from Calgary to Toronto for a few days. And then my gigs are in Rochester that first weekend of December. Mm-hmm. And Rochester is only an hour and a half drive from Toronto.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
So we're going to fly into Toronto, drive from Toronto to Rochester, stay in Rochester for the 3 days, then drive back to Toronto. And then my mom's 80th birthday is on the 6th.
Aww.
And I will be there.
Yay.
Get to hang out with mama.
We'll be with my mom for her 80th birthday.
That's sweet. And she's still the most requested podcast guest.
Yeah, we'll get her back on. The problem is she likes to be paid in coke and whores.
Right.
I can't afford that.
Yeah.
All the whores are pre-COVID.
Totally different like network in Canada.
Pre-COVID
too.
Whores are hard, or post-COVID whores.
Yeah.
They're hard to find.
COVID whores will be right back after these messages. COVID whores, so sadly.
That's going to be the new name.
COVID whores.
COVID whores with Russell Peters.
Well, I want to thank you two whores for being here.
We're posting.
Yeah. We're all vaxxed. We're good.
Yep.
Thank you, baby. Allie, my love of my life, my life partner, my woman, my soulmate, my person who makes me angry and happy all at one shot.
It's beautiful.
Never angry.
And erect. And and Courtney, my producer, my friend, my comedian homie, who has no effect on my penis at all. It's not that you don't, just... You know,
that's all right. It wasn't, you know what?
You're off limits. So
it wasn't on my goals for the year.
Yeah, and I don't think it was ever on your goals. It was. I got a feeling I was never on Courtney's goals. So we're going to be good here. The good news is no sexual tension here.
No.
She's in a safe space.
No. Well, because I'm not a shady bitch like we talked about, who's going to be coming in with weird motives. Right. I don't have weird motives.
Paulie, however, is a shady bitch.
And that's why I had to keep my eye on him.
Yeah. That's why he's not on camera.
And that's why he's
over there. He's not sitting on the couch over here.
Yeah,
and I want to thank Paulie for his phone not going off during this whole time.
That was special.
However, he did walk in front of the cameras once, so that was a good deal.
That's okay. Yeah, we got the other angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Paulie.
Perfect. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.